This VOD is based on real life events, all exciting stuff. Okay. So I figure a tainus is a day for tshuva, a day to be mesaken, whatever we can, in general. Okay, this tainus is also a day of tefillah, right? We know the chazals. Purim is a day of tefillah. So I want to talk about something. I guess I want to call it the TikTok generation. Mamash Adahir. Now, Doris Rishainis, what do we have to struggle with here in Miami? It's being recorded, so I have to be careful how I say it, but those who've been around Doris Rishainis will know the Ramazan that we're talking about. You know, Mastama, everyone knows our relations and joke. I was saying over by the Chasna the other night what he saw when he went to the hall over there. But if not, I'll fill you in later. But Doris Rishainis struggled in the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gil Rayas, Shrichos Damim. Yeah, Amon, yeah, right, what with the first Harbin? What was, you know, Doris Rishainis? Yeah, the big three. You know, Miami was always a place, which is, you know, originally some people thought you could never even open a yeshiva in Miami because it's so fatumal. There's beaches, there's this. No, okay. Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva was not really by the beach. You know, in the olden days, the yeshiva was a little closer to the beach, a little more on the side. But even after, you know, the yeshiva not being by the beach, as, you know, let's see, all those people can make themselves to the beach. People used to have trouble, people visiting like, hotels. You know, now we send people to Palm Beach. You know, the Doris Rishonos here had struggles with normal tithes. Not to say the Doris Achronos don't have those same tithes. The yeshiva is stronger, the community is much, much stronger, and the Nisyonos that used to go on here in Florida are not the same. Pasha, not the same. That's a big, big deal. Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Winter, just the other day, we were reminiscing about the challenge. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, you don't have, you know, the same Gilei Raos of earlier Doris. Okay. What do we have this star? We have people that spend their time, unfortunately not part of Ma'alim B'Kodesh, then there are obviously a lot of problems on the internet. People over-focus probably on the most poshut problems of not having a filter, that there are priestly things a person could get, that's for sure true. People could also hawk about the Bittul Zman of being on the internet, that's for sure true. But there's another problem. Problem called TikTok. TikTok generation. What's wrong with the TikTok generation? So I'll show you that in a moment. The Masilas Yesharim gives a ranking of three problems. Right? The Mafside HaZahiris. Right, what are the three Mafside HaZahiris? Tipa Vatir Dar Olami, Latsanas,
Bad Friends,
and Chavara. Okay? The way the Mefarshim and the Masilas Yesharim learn it up is why the Masilas Yesharim says it cannot be fairish, but the Masilas Yesharim says the first one, Tipal Tirdar Olami, Alpha Pisha Yosa Kloli, Hine Yosa Kalam Yisharotzi Shemel Mimela. Tipal Olami might be the so involving, but really it's the easiest to get out of. Now, what's included in Tipol Atir Dolami? Where's the Yitzhahara for movies, for Taiva? Which of these three Mafsidi Zahirim? Where's Taiva? Right, most Bokhar, oh, everyone's nervous of Taiva. Okay, where's Taiva?
Well, maybe it's Taiva Zahiris.
Oh, it's no. I mean, it's pro Zahiris. You can have Zahiris and still go to the movies.
No, but Zahiris is what we made Mafsidi Zahiris.
So,
Zahiris was exactly what's good for going against the Taiva. Can be a part of things that something that takes away from the taiva. It's something that you're fighting the taiva with.
Okay, you find the Yetzer Hara with, but what's mafsid
it? It doesn't take eating treif is mafsid to yours.
It's a loss of acquiring. It's you're gonna lose your kinyan on his ears. You're gonna.
Mafsid. These are the three things.
Who's going to a movie as a mafsid his ears? You could have the ears and then slowly.
I thought that's good for the point. As long as you think about it for a second, isn't that lashon of his? As long as you think about your action for a second, come on, kadal darchem.
I can get you.
So I assume the pshat is like this.
Rabbi
Yisai is very interesting. I know you get me into trouble. We haven't learned the social room together in a while. Chavra here. But I don't think that's pshat. I always assume pshat is like this. Where's taiva? Taiva is part and parcel of the first of the Masidei Zahiris. Tipo Vatir Da Olami includes every single bad thing in the world. Minus the final two.
I don't think. Tipo Vatir Da Olami is anything good also.
Technically, Torah can do that too.
Is that what we hold?
But the pshat is, a person's involved in, let's say a guy's watching movies, okay? So now he watches movies, he gets caught up in movies. So the average person is not going to he's going to lose out on Musar or Yerushalayim because he gets caught up in a life of watching movies. That is Tipa Vatir Da'olam. So Taiva, all the more so, is very much involved in this world. Anything in this world, Tipa Vatir Da'olam, any Yetzer Hara that's part of this world that could capture a person and a person gets caught up in that, that's part of the first Mafsin and Zahiris. So there's no Shaila. A guy sits and learns Musar Seder. A guy sits in Yeshiva. It's very sharp. Comes, you go home, pay Nazmanim. Or comes, you know, and you get caught up in something. That's Mafsin and Zahiris. There's no Shaila that watching a movie is Mafsin and Zahiris. That's what I understand is people with Tirdar Lami. Now a person could be Mechazik himself, he's a Ben Torah, and learns Musar, counters it. But all the classic Yitzharas that we think about, that's right there in people with Tirdar Lami. First Mafsin is Zahiris. That's how I understood it. To me, that's Pashup Shat. The next two are Latzanis and Chavara. The Masilas Hasharim is saying that the first one is very clawly, because yeah, everything is including Tipo Latir Da'olami. Get caught up in so many different things. But the second one, Tzchuk V'Latzan, Misha Tovea Bam, Ho Kamisha Tovea B'Yam HaGadol, Shekasha Ma'od Li'Long Menu. The Shul Sharm is not into hyperbole. If it would, the Gra couldn't say about him, there's no extra words. Not only is no extra words, it means they're not false words. Abosai, he's describing TikTok. The Shul Sharm is written in the Doros. He's describing TikTok. A person, people who just watch, Dafkamin, TikTok, it could be on YouTube. What has become very into people watching just crazy videos of people doing crazy things. It doesn't have to be an official TikTok challenge where you're doing something which is mamish sakanas nefashos. You might die from eating too many Tide Pods or whatever insane things people are doing. Huh? I'm not holding in up to the date. Right? I do try to hold in general things in the world. But I have no appetite, not just for Tide Pods, but for any stupidity. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Is the generation that walks around with a smartphone recording their stupidity that they do, that's what I label the TikTok generation. When I was growing up, people might have done stupid things. People might have done shticks and this. But it's a whole different, like, we didn't spend time, we might find a little time here and there. You talk about it, you know, here it is, the prank we played on the teacher. Okay, that goes back to old times. But this is just a much more sophisticated, overblown, and maximized level when you share videos and you watch videos. That makes it all the more worse. So Masil Shasharim describes someone who's involved in Latsanis, it's mamish like you're drowning in a Yamagadol. That's the perfect muscle to describe it.
Who's the TikTok of Litzanos?
That element of Litzanos, yeah. There's also Pritzis videos there too. That's Tipa Altir Da Olami. But the Litzanos Shabo is worse. I hear that. Lagabi Mafsida is a heiress to a certain degree. My reading in the Soul Sharm is correct, my Havana. Havana in the Soul Sharm is correct. That means this is worse.
Well, what aspect of Litzanos is. Oh. He's talking about over here, like taking messages and just throwing.
Right, right.
How does that talk to TikTok?
It talks very well. If you live a life where your whole life is a joke, it's all about from one joke to the next joke. So then, yeah, do you think Moser could go into such a person? Listen to what Tzchok does. It eats away, destroys a person's heart. He's not a person that you can talk to logically. Das doesn't run supreme. Because how could you do things which, excuse the language, looks like someone that's brain dead does. Looks like somebody who's like, there's no das. Look at Varehu, Rabbi Luban's favorite, Varehu kishikar. I wish we're doing this in the era of Purim. How do you describe somebody who's a lathe who watches TikTok videos, YouTube videos, just watches latzanas, just watches craziness? He's shikar. Oshota. I'm not sure which is better or worse. Yeah, he's a fool.
But the
Rebbe
said the Hezbollah is the next time something serious happens, he's
brushed off. Asher, Efsher, Lazay, Slahem, Urmar, it's impossible to lead these people. How are you going to teach them what to do? Be manic them. Ki eina min kabam hanhaga. What you going to do? There's nothing you can do. V'masha omar shlomo amelech, l'schok amarti muhulo, simcha maza osa. Chazal say in avo, schok v'kashosh, magin l'sodom l'erva, okay? Goes further. That, nafkamina. V'choze, v'kokach lama, Zahiris is all about paying attention to something, the essence of Zahiris. Cain called Atmos Schok in a Miser Alev Menachshav Yisharis Yinim. Schok, a person who just lives life as a joke, it takes away from the Machshav Yisharis Yinim, just thinking straightly, Yashros, thinking deeply. Forget about, you know, Ramamos. V'nimsa shall yivol hiruya yir b'libo klal. Comes out, hiruya libo doesn't enter his mind at all. So, this should be eye-opening. I'm saying this for myself. I'm saying this for everybody here. And obviously, is asher einenu po. We'll see how long. Now, I know, but whatever. It's a, to me, this is such a deher. You're talking to a high school kid. You're talking to a friend who's not in yeshiva. People are just saturated today with watching latzanas 24/7.
Reenacting
latzanas. But look how the Mesillas Yesharim is describing the state of their lives. This is uber scary. The state of people's lives who are just watching latzanas. You think that. You walk into a room and you catch two high school kids. One kid's watching a movie, which is not so appropriate. And the other guy is laughing away. I forgot I've had this even last year. Watching like, you know, people's heads get cut off and like rolling in the street. And like cracking up or somebody, you know, does something crazy to another person. Or whatever TikTok challenges.
Rachel.
Okay, whatever. Got the names. Mm-hmm. Right?
All day.
The pshat is, you see those two people, in a certain sense, the second guy is worse. The Mesillas Yesharim is saying, the first guy, Tibol Tir Dolami, your momish, your head is in the sewer. Okay, but learn some Musar with him, distract him, you can focus him. But this guy, the guy who's Tavua in the Yam, he's Keshika Okashola. Mesillas Yesharim goes further. I mean, when I read these lines, it's eerie. I was mom's like looking at this the past couple of days. So I was trying. The first time I'm really, you know, reading it publicly, I didn't talk about this to high school guys. I felt I don't have the heart to talk about it now. Now's not the time. Later, soon. But I learned Mesillas Yesharim together. I went through the whole Sefer when I was 18 years old. Rabbi Wiener, Shlita, Shavu Shlema. The lines that he said, the descriptions, when he read this Mesillas Yesharim, is like, I'm reading it, like I hear his voice screaming. It's pretty cool. V'sira koshi ha-latzan v'ha-shchasa rabba. See how bad latzanas is. And the ha-shchasa does in a person. The Mesillas Yesharim doesn't talk about ha-shchasa. You know, you use that word ha-shchasa for other things. Look in Perek Yud-Aleph when he talks about taiva. He's using it over here. Ki kamo ha-magin ha-moshiach b'shemen. He has a tzir of a shield that has on it oil. Asher Yashmu v'yapa me'ol v'achitzim moshmu aretz. Any of the arrows that come on it just fall right off. Super shield. V'yinechol som shegiel gofa adam. Kein halotza, and so to the guy who's late. V'fnei tochacha v'amardos. Someone gives him tochacha. Hey, watch what you're doing. Kibolat sonas echad uv'schol katan. Remember, we are going very strong on this line. With one latzanas, with one joke, Yapel al demeela ribli gadol min hasoris uspilos mashaliv misorim mispal baatzmo midera also shamo nyanam shiru al cheshbon of fishers maisa. You could have heard hundreds of shmuzim. Just one joke kills it all, wipes it all away. That's pretty scary. And you use computers. First learn, I always afraid. I'm going to erase things, right? That's all I was afraid of. Erase things. Can you imagine erasing hundreds of hours of Musar Seder, Shmuzim, Hesaurus, things a person gained? Just with one Latsanis, destroys it all. Kochel Latsanis Yapal, Kol Aretz, Kol Yasabo Roshim Klau. It's not because the Musar that you have is weak or your Havana is weak. You had full Havana, Spitz Havana. Then he goes further. I happen to see in that Masil Tasharim, Chaskel Sarah makes a shmooze of this. Yeshayahu Navi, his Musar, he felt didn't hit the mark because of Latsanis. Mamish, the Navi's Musar. That's what Chaskel's Messiah. Do you know what a Navi? It means the Navi had to reach the Madrigo, the Masil Tasharim, and beyond. Right? The last Madrega is to be a Navi. And he's the one giving the Musar to you. That's like, you know, whatever picture in your mind you have of a tzaddik, multiply that by a million. That's who Yeshayahu Navi was. And his Musar just fell by the wayside because of Latsanis. And Latsanis is a state in a person. It's not just like one line. You have a person who's a Latz. You develop this. If a person just watches Latsanis, Latsanis, Latsanis. You know, it doesn't mean you can't have a sense of humor. The Rishiva Zatzal is tremendous with a sense of humor. Baal Chaim, the Shver, has a tremendous sense of humor. You have a sense of humor, that doesn't make you a Latz. A Latz is somebody that doesn't take serious real things. The real things could be in Yonei Ruchnias, but it could also be real things in life. How do you do things that they, you know, you make a practical joke, but you're hurting another person. We thought, you know, thought it was funny. That's not funny. If another person is hurt, you can't do that. You know. In the same time when Esa Maisa happened, a friend of mine came over to me. He said, I have the hair. This generation doesn't get where the red lines are. He said, he had to explain to his son, right? The guy contacted me. He said his son wanted to dress up as a Hamas terrorist for Purim. And his son's a 13-year-old kid, 14-year-old kid. He doesn't understand, like, what's wrong with that? It's funny. Now, that's just just dressing up as one, not that he's going to go and terrorize people, just to wear a costume of that. That's all we're talking about. And my friend was like, it should be so poshut. No. A generation of Latsanas, a generation of TikTok, doesn't understand where the red lines are. They lose it. Because the whole essence of a Latz is you make fun of things which are serious. It's serious what happened on October 7th. Don't make light of it. The Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael are all very stark coming out. People can't go around to non-from neighborhoods. They shouldn't be dancing in the streets. They're making Chevron, David Cohen canceled a Purim Masiba. There's no dancing in Chevron this year. In the Mir, they're having a 3-hour Seder. In Panovich, they're also doing something. All the major yeshivas, all the Gedolim. Zilberstein was quoting his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Shulman from Slobodka, that you can't do any dancing in the streets. You have to manage, be sensitive to, you know, people, other people in Eretz Yisrael, their husbands or sons are on the front lines. obviously the mitzvah sayom, we should do the mitzvahs, but the extra outer simcha that we normally have in the streets and stuff, you have to be very careful with. You know, the gedolim have extra sensitivities. Regular people are supposed to have basic sensitivities. Yeshiva Bacham should have heightened sensitivities. But what happens when you lose it all? When you don't get it, like, what's wrong? Yeah, the one mistake we made, we lost the first words. The guy was, cops are calling out. If I knew the cops were here, I would have covered my license plate. No, you should have not done it. No, mamash a shikar, a shaita. They don't know where to draw the line. This is Lasanas. Everybody said it gets worse. Of Nacha the hair. So our generation, just the perish of this is if you just go home and, or don't have to go home, do it on your phone. Just spend time on TikTok, YouTube, watching crazy videos of crazy people doing crazy things. Just do it by yourself. Don't tell it over to a soul. Just do that. You will become a late, and Mamela, you're going to suffer the serious, serious consequences, the soul Sharm says, of a life where nothing could hit you. You're invincible, which means you're dead. But it gets even worse. V'amafsid ha-shlishi hu ha-chevra. Dainu ha-chevra ha-tipshin v'ha-chaitim. It's funny. He puts tipshin before chotim. I'm not sure if it means it's worse. Let's see if it's in the dike. Your friends. Even worse than latzanis, is chevra. Imagine you have the two combined. A group of people being what's on. You mamash got the Misal Sasharim number two and number three together. Mafsideh Zahiris. That's scary. Really, really scary. Both sides, the Yisod in life, and this is applicable to all of us, it's applicable. We're living in a different world. We're living in a world of what's on us. Chutzpah Yazov, Gemara explains in Sota, you know, in Moshe Mashiach. Yeah, very much, because there's Latzanis, there's no heart, there's no soul. It's such a dangerous thing. We know Taiva is bad. We don't dehear how bad Latzanis is. We don't dehear how bad Chavarah could be. As Hashem, the warm machazik in this, learn Pashat Mesul Sasharim, hopefully we can be Mashpia and help people. To get them out of their own souls in the first place. I didn't talk about how to do that. Okay. As Hashem, we daven.